AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Marco Rubio is off and running for the White House.
Tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
Marco Rubio announced his bid at Miami's historic Freedom Tower, speaking of his own family's roots in Cuba and his parents' immigrant experiences. Rubio says he wants to make the American dream possible by rolling back what he says are 20th century ideas. Rubio faces long odds, however, not the least of which is from fellow Floridian Jeb Bush, the former governor, and Rubio's political mentor, Tony Winton, Miami.
Without mentioning her by name, Marco Rubio took a swipe at Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during his announcement.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday... began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
Clinton is heading to Iowa in a campaign van to do some meeting and greeting tomorrow. Lawyers for four former Blackwater security guards sentenced today to lengthy prison sentences for killing Iraqi civilians say appeals will be filed. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
One guard, Nicholas Slatton, gets life for first-degree murder. Three others, 30 years for manslaughter and attempted manslaughter in the deaths of 14 Iraqi civilians in a 2007 attack. Prosecutors wanted more time in jail, defense attorneys less. The judge stuck with the law's minimum mandatory sentences.
Former NFL running back Lawrence Phillips is suspected of killing his cellmate in a Central California prison. Day five and still no verdict in the murder trial of former NFL tight end Aaron Hernandez. This is AP Radio News. Think flying is getting worse? A pair of university researchers who track the airline business say it is.
More flights are late, more bags are getting lost, and customers are complaining more about the airlines.
About a third of those complaints are for a thing called flight problems, which has to do with schedule changes and cancellations and stuff like that.
That's Dean Headley of Wichita State University, one of the authors of the annual airline quality rating.
Only three airlines had better airline quality scores this year than last year.
For the third straight year, Virgin America topped the rankings, followed by Hawaiian Airlines and Delta. The overall percentage of flights that arrived on time last year fell a couple of points to 76%. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
A Seattle to Los Angeles, Alaska Airlines jet turned back shortly after takeoff today when the pilot heard banging below the cockpit. It turned out to be a ramp agent who reportedly fell asleep in the forward cargo hold. I'm Ross Simpson.